Anyways, so the Gemara and Daf Hey. So as we saw, some of the Drasha and Daf Hey imply that the Isser is fundamentally the 15th, and the 14th is just like, you know, not, you have to be ready by the 15th, right? So for example, the Drasha that says Rishon, Rishon means Me'ikara, right? That it doesn't mean that Rishon is the 14th. It means it's the 15th. It's just that Rishon before the 15th. Right? Right? The 14th is defined as the time before the 15th. And that was even clearer in the Yerushalmi. Because in the Yerushalmi, Rabbi Meir says, yeah, 15th. And like, you know, Shah Lifnei. Other drashot, however, say things like, no, the 14th is Rishon. Which implies that there's a status on the 14th, which of course forces you to ask what the Gemara asks next, which is, well, if the 14th has a status, then why not the whole day? Or why not from the morning? Right, so that's what we saw yesterday very, very carefully. Let us continue in these drushes. The Gemara says, Ela me'ata. If you think that the word Rishon doesn't mean the first, it means prior. So what about the pasem lokachtem lochem bayom Rishon? That you should take a lulav on the first day of Sukkot. Achanami Rishon demei karamashma. Do you think that that means that you take a lulav on Erev Sukkot? That, now that would be a wild chiddush. That would be wild, right, Mordechai? Be wild. Just say yes.
Yes.
So the Gemara says, no. Let me make it more confusing for you. Rishon only sometimes means prior. Sometimes it does mean first. Okay. So, Shaini Hatam, Dechteh, B'smachtem Ufnei Hashem, Elokeichem Shivat Yamim. And there the Pasuk says, you shall rejoice before God for 7 days. Mashvi'i Shvi'i Lachag. And seven there means the seventh of the Chag, meaning the 21st. Afrishon Rishon Lachag, so the first must be the first of Chag, which means the 15th. Gemara says, that's nice. That's a beautiful drasha. Except, it works the same for Pesach. I don't know. Hachinami, Chtiv, Ach Vayom Rishon Tashvitu Shivat Yamim, Matzot Ochelu. You know, 7 days. Imkei Nichtav. So Gemara says, no, because Imkei Nichtav Kra, Rishon. Then it should have said, Rishon. It doesn't say Rishon. It says, Harishon. Oh, well, that changes everything. Because the magic hay changes everything. Therefore, Lamali, Shmamina lechadi amrina, lechada amran, it's teaching you what he said prior. Yahachiatam nami, Harishon, Lamali. It's more about where it says Harishon there. The two, Hatam dechtiv bayom Harishon Shabbaton, bayom Ashmini Shabbaton. Furthermore, we say in the context of Sukkot, on the day Harishon, it is a day of rest, and the day, eighth day, Shmini Atzeret. Amar Rishon to Meikara. If you think Harishon means prior rather than first, so then it should mean that by Sukkot also. Mashma Sidmar says, no, Shaini Hatam, Damar Kra, Uva Yom Ashmini Shabbaton, and the eighth day is a day of rest, Mashmini Shmini Dechag, Av Rishon Rishon Dechag. Just like the eighth day is a holiday, the first is. Harishon Lamalis, and why do you say Harishon, which as we just said, Harishon teaches you something different than the word Rishon? Don't worry about it. There it means something else. To say that there is no Isser Malach on Chol HaMoed. Zemur says, yeah, I got that. Chol HaMoed Mevishon Ushmini Nafka. I got that from the fact that you said there's an Isser Malach on day 1 and 8. I got the implication that it's not on day 2, 3, 4, 5, and 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. I got that. I'm aware that 1 and 8 means 1 and 8 and not 1 through 8. I'm aware that that's what it means. You didn't have to tell me that. Thank you. So the Gemara says, "Ah, it's Shachsal Kedakta Chamina." Nah, I would have thought that. Hold, the Kadosh Rachmana Uva Yom Hashmini. I might have thought that there's a vav Mosiv Alinyan Rishon Davil B'Chol Sham Oed. I might have thought that 1 and 8 with an extra vav means 1 through 8. Kamash Malan, that it doesn't mean that. It means 1 and 8, and not 1 through 8, as in the Sur Malachav Sukkah. The Gemara says, "V'lo Lechter Rachmana Lo Vav V'lo Hey." So why don't you just not say the letter Vav and not have Hey. Cut out the two extra letters from which you're deriving this nightmare of Drashot, and then we won't have a nightmare of Drashot. We will just have a normal read of a Pasuk. So can you please just do that? Sigmar says, the two, Atam Dechte Vayom Rishon Mikra Kodesh Yelachem, Rishon Dimeikara Mashma. And it says, Vayom Rishon, doesn't that imply prior? Sigmar says, no. It's an agadic teaching. The reason we say it by Sukkot is has nothing to do with it. It's an agadic teaching. Elahani shlosha rishon mi barle. We need three first. L'chidetani de Rabbi Shmuel, the Tani de Rabbi Shmuel, to teach the following lesson, Rabbi Shmuel, that b'schar shlosha rishon, in the merit of three firsts, zachal shlosha rishon. You got three firsts. Meaning, the three firsts by Sukkot, you get three firsts. You get l'hachred zaro shel Esav, you get to destroy the descendants of Esav, l'vinyan beit hamikdash, you get to build the beit hamikdash, u'lishmo shel Mashiach, and you get the name of the Messiah. L'hachred zaro shel Esav, how do I know that you get to destroy Esav, and that is from Rishon, d'chtiv, ha harishon, admoni, kulo, kaderet se'ar. Because in this week's parsha, when Esav is born, he is harishon. I don't know, because there are enemies. Try understand Malachi and you'll know. Eliasius has an article on Malachi that'll help you. Ulevinyan beta mikdash tichsev kisei kavod marom meirishon makom mikdashenu. Right, the pasuk in Yirmiyahu calls the beta mikdash right meirishon makom mikdashenu. Shmo shamashiach tichsev rishon letzion hineinu. Rava my Rava drives from a different pasuk mehacha. We're going back to our original halacha of chometz. On Erev Pesach, lo tishchat al chametz dam livchi. Rava derives it from a completely separate halacha, right? He introduces a new factor. And he says, whoa, you know, I know that it's us to have chametz on Erev Pesach. Because, what does the pasuk say? Don't shecht the carbon Pesach when there is chametz. Right? When do you shech the carbon Pesach?
14th.
And how do we read the pasuk? Lo tishchara Pesach v'adayin chametz kayam. Don't shech the carbon Pesach when there is still chametz. The Gemara says, ve'emo kolchad v'chad ki shachit. The Gemara says, that's great, but if you remember, we're not trying to prove 14th. We're trying to prove 14th, 6 hours. 6 hours into the day. According to that pasuk, just say that whenever you shech the carbon Pesach, you cannot have chametz, whenever that might be. That would not generate an automatic time at Chatzot. So the Gemara says, no. Zman shchita omar achmara. The Gemara now makes a different conceptual move, and that is that what it means is that the time in which you could shech the carbon Pesach, correct. Now technically you can't do it through 6.5 hours, which is a problem, but okay. Tanin amihachi. And we learn this in a brayta by Yom Rishon Tashbitu Sormatechem Erev Yom Tov Oeno Ela B'Yom Tov Atzmo Tamud Lomar Lo Tishchad Al Chametz Dam Zivchi Lo Tishchad Al Pesach V'Adayin Chametz Kayam. Right, so we have a brayta that supports this drasha. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Now, if I stop here for a second and I say we derive it from Pesach, from Shchita Al Pesach, so what is the nature of the Isser of Chametz on Erev Pesach? Right, so we've seen different models, right? One grants independence to the day. One does not, right? What about this? What do you think? If we derive it from Karban Pesach, so it grants independence, but the question is, how do you understand it? Do you understand it as a derivative of the Karban Pesach, or is this just a siman? Right? That the time of Shchita Erev Pesach is like a separate chag. Right? A chag in which, right? Meaning, because what was the Gemara's Havamina? The Gemara's Havamina was that all it means is that when you, Mordechai, your Karban Pesach being shechted, you can't have chametz. Right. Then the Gemara says, no. It means Zman Shchita. But what does it mean by Zman Shchita? So you could, right? Whenever you have a Havamina and you reject it, you could reject it in minimalist fashion or in a maximalist fashion. So in a minimalist fashion, you would say, the Gemara assumed that the Isser of chametz on Erev Pesach is a derivative of the carbon. And it is. It's just that it's not your particular carbon. It's like when you could bring the carbon. Right? Okay. Or you could say, no, it's a maximalist rejection. When it says it's not connected to your personal carbon, what that shows you, that the fact that we say it's about the Zman Shchita, shows you that it's saying something about the day. It's not connected to the carbon. Is that this is a Siman, that the second half of the day on Pesach has a different status. Right? And maybe that's reflective of why you're allowed to bring the Pesach, right? You could say that why is it that you bring the Pesach the second half of the 14th? Because it's a unique time or something like that. Right? And therefore, Lamaskana, the fact that we say it's Zman Shchita, it's not saying it's linked to the Karban Pesach, but not your Karban Pesach per se. But the idea of the Karban Pesach, right? But you could say that instead, the fact that it's this particular time when you're allowed to bring Karban Pesach
shows you that something special about the time which manifests itself both in the prohibition against unhaste and
in the bringing of the karban. Then the Gemara says, that's Rabbi Shmuel, but Rabbi Kiva Omer, Eino Tzarech. He doesn't need this drasha. Because Rabbi Omer, Ach Bayom Rishon, Dashbita Se'or Mebatechem. The first day you get rid of Se'or, Uktiv Kol Melacha, Lo, Matzinu Lahavarashi Ma'av Melacha. And he says, listen, you have to get rid of Chameitz on the first day. But you can't because you're not allowed to burn. Because Havara is a Melacha. And therefore, it must mean before Rabbi Yosi Yomer and Sarah Chari Omer Achba Yomer Rishon Tashbitus or Vedechem Erev Yom Tov. Rabbi Yosi says, no, it's obvious it's Erev Yom Tov. Erev Yom Tov. Tamad Lomer Ach Chalek. No, the drasha we saw before. Ach. Ach adds hours. Viv Yom Tov Atzmo Mishari. Right? And it can't mean that it's only part of the day on Yom Tov, because on Yom Tov itself, you know, you can't have it any of the day. And therefore, it must be that it's an extended time period into Erev Pesach. And how do I know? Because as we saw at the top of the Amud, we compare the destruction of Seor to the Chametz, Vachilat Chametz, Vachilat Matzah. And Amarava, Shmamina, Midri Kiva Tlat. We won't focus on this now, but we derive three things from Rikiva. Shmamina, Ein Bir Chametz Al Shrefa, that Bir Chametz must be done with burning, like Rehuda, right? Because that's why he thinks it can't be done in Yom Tov. Shmamina, Havar, Chalak Yatzat, and we see that Havara is a malacha. That's what lechalik means. I'm not going to get into it in a second. Ushman mina lomrin hawal v'hutra havar letzarach hutra nami shalal letzarach. We don't say that just because you're allowed to light a fire for the purpose of ochel nefesh, that you're allowed to light a fire for non-ochel nefesh purposes. Okay? So that is the basic contours of the Gemara on Dafei. Okay? Before we go into any Rishonim, we need to look at one more Gemara, and that is the Gemara on Chavchet. Who got to the Gemara on Chavchet? No, great. Okay, then we will learn it together. The Gemara on Chavchet, look at the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph, says, Chametz shel nachri she'avar lav ha-Pesach, Chametz of a non-Jew, that Pesach passed over it. Okay? Mutar bahana, you're allowed to benefit from it. Vishel Yisrael, but if a Jew owned chametz over Pesach, what's the halacha? Asur bahana, you can't benefit. So the Gemara says, Mani matnizin, who is the author of our Mishnah? Lo Rabbi Yehuda, velo Rabbi Shimon, velo Rabbi Yosi Haglili. It can't be any of these three Tanoim. Why? Maihi? How do we know? Detanya, and this is the important thing for our purposes. Chametz. Bain lifnei zmano, bain lachar zmano, over alav bilav, toch zmano, over alav bilav v'karet, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda says that chametz before Pesach and after Pesach, there is an iser lav. But during Pesach, there is an iser karet. Now, what does that mean? According to Rabbi Yehuda, what do we see about his position of Erev Pesach? There's a biblical prohibition, point one, and two, that biblical prohibition is different, very good, is different from that which exists on Pesach. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Chametz lifnei zmano lachar zmano, eino over alav below klum. Rabbi Shimon says, before and after Pesach, nothing. Now, that creates problems. Because the sugya on Daf Hey, does it work with Rabbi Yehuda? Potentially. Right? That means there's some sort of biblical prohibition relating to chametz before Pesach. Yes? Rabbi Shimon denies it. Okay?
Well, with Rabbi Shimon, we can still say, and we could say that it's the practical...
So you could, right? You could read Rabbi Shimon into a mayor of the Yerushalmi, yeah. Right? Which is... Practically, there's an issue before, but it's not fundamental. You could read it that way. Okay? Toch zman over the card of a lav. Mishashash v'achil ashvah. Now, once you can't eat, you can't benefit. Atan l'tana kama. Rabbi Yosi haglili omer tamel atzmecha. Rabbi Yosi haglili says, I don't understand. Hey, chametz asur ba'ana kol shiva. How do you know the chametz is usher b'hana the 7 days, but it's usher to eat on the 14th? Shneamar lo tochal av chametz. Don't eat chametz on it. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Amar lo Rabbi Shimon v'chi efshar lo markein v'lo kvar nemar lo tochal av chametz shivat yamim tochal av matzot. Right? How could you say that? We already said 7 days. 7 days is Pesach. So what is this? Only when you eat matzah do we tell you you can't eat chametz. And when we don't tell you, eat matzah, and my time in Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rabbi Yehuda's reasoning on? There are three psukim. Lo yochal chametz, one for before, one for during, one for after. Rabbi Shimon, chad l'toch zmano, v'kol machmetz l'bibayle, and then, okay, Rabbi Shimon, the Gemara learns it for something else. I might have thought that only something that becomes chametz by itself, meaning it rises by itself, is chametz. And how do I know that when you add leaven from outside and it rises because of that, it's chametz? You can't eat machmetz, meaning that which was made chametz. Why lo tochelo? It should say lo yochal. The chetanya rios ikliom or minayin lepetach matzayim shein chimusu noeg el yom echad. Right, meaning he just learns it for something else, so he doesn't teach that there's an Isser on Erev Pesach.
All right,
we'll leave it there. I know I went through that fast, but at first glance, does this Gemara seem to be relevant to our Gemara and Daf Hey?
Yeah.
Yes, you have some positions who deny a prohibition on Erev Pesach and some who accept it. Except, what's the problem? Okay, so first of all, in Daf Hey, there is no position that denies. There isn't the Yerushalmi, which is what Mordechai was going for, right? That maybe you could align Rabbi Shimon with Rabbi Meir and the Yerushalmi. Okay, I mean, it would be b'chodesh, but it's not unheard of to do something like that, right? There's a bigger problem. Binyamin. I want to hear a problem from Binyamin. What's the bigger problem?
Is the issue you said that...
Is what...
They're purely focusing on...
Oh, very good. Binyamin noted in Seder, he came over to me and he said, wait a second, I'm missing something. On the Gemara and Daf Hey, what's the simple shot of the Gemara that Rashi accepted throughout? That what is the Isser in play on Daf Hey? What is the Gemara asking about? What prohibition exists on Erev Pesach? But, right, it's whatever prohibition is potentially a derivative of Tashbitu. Right? The Gemara there isn't talking about the Isser to eat chametz, directly at least. Right? It's talking about a derivative Isser from Tashbitu. Right? However, the Sugyan Chavchet, what's the Sugyan Chavchet talking about? The Isser of Achila and Hana'a. Right? That seems to be a different question. Right? Meaning, you can argue that everyone will agree that on Erev Pesach there is a derivative Isser of Achila and Hana, right? A derivative. A derivative from what? From a Chiyuv to destroy. But that would be, what would the status of such a derivative prohibition be? An Aseh. Right? I need to destroy it. If I'm not destroying it, then I am being derelict in my fulfillment of the Aseh. But just because you hold of that, which is the simple shot of how Rashi understands the entire Gemara on Daf Hey, that doesn't mean that you think that if you do eat it, that you violate a prohibition. Right? And what's the logic to Rashi's read? Rashi's saying very simple. Erev Pesach is not Pesach. Right? On Pesach, there's an Isser of Lo Yira'ah, of Lo Yimatzeh, of eating, of Hana'ah. And the Gemara is struggling with the fact there seems to also be a biblical prohibition to benefit and eat on Erev Pesach. So the Gemara in Daf Hey is introducing it. Yes, there is, but it's a derivative. It's a derivative of Tashbitu. And as we saw, that the drashot go back and forth. Many of the drashot therefore assume, as we saw, that the 14th doesn't really have a real status, most strongly in the Yerushalmi, right? Where it's saying, listen, Tashbitu means you need to destroy it. It needs to be destroyed by the time Pesach starts, so you don't violate Bal Yerah Bal Yechatzeh. Do it an hour before, right? In the realm of Tashbitu, it makes a lot of sense. There is no independent Isser. And even though, yes, the Bavli does not accept such a possibility that it's only Usser, you know, moments before.
Right.
But we saw a certain drasha and daf hey that went in that conceptual direction, right? Like the notion that Rishon means Meikara. That Rishon means before, right? That makes sure that before you get to the right time, it is gone. Now, even if you add 6 hours there, conceptually speaking, how does that drasha sound? Like, there is no independent Isser on the 14th. What there is an obligation to make sure that you don't violate Bal Yerah Bal Yematzeh on Pesach. In Aseh, which is the active component of that, right, which is make sure that you destroy it so that you don't violate Bal Yerah Bal Yematzeh, and how active it is goes back to our shiurim at the beginning of the year. Thank you, Kofi. I know you're about to jump in and say, but is Tashbitu really active? Fine. Minchas Chinuch, Reb Chaim, blah, 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 blah. Yes, but fundamentally, the drasha that says Rishon means Meikara, that it means make sure that by time you get to the 15th, it is not there. That conceptualization, even though weaker than the one found in the Yerushalmi, implies very much that the 14th doesn't have an independent status. But again, that's now the ones who say it does have an independent status, still, what does it have an independent status of? Simple pshat and daf, simple pshat throughout daf hey. Even if you think it does have an independent status, what is the nature of the independent status? So, the final drasha is Karban Pesach. Until then, it seems to be derivative of Tashmitu. The final drasha implies that there is an independent Isser, but it's either a direct derivative of Karban Pesach, or alternatively, the fact that you bring the Karban Pesach and Erev Pesach shows you that Erev Pesach has an independent status, right? And it's a function of that independent status, right? That's the simple pshat of Dav Hei. However, Dav Chof Chet, what's in play in Dav Chof Chet? Correct, because Gemara is saying, can we extend not the Isser of owning Chametz or eating chametz as a derivative of tashbitu or something like that? What does the Gemara seem to be saying? That the primary isurim of eating, right, of eating and hana, like the primary isurim of chametz, are they limited to the 7 days, or are they expandable in both directions, before and after? Yes? Right? Are we clear that at first glance, that's the difference between these Gemaras?
What?
Yeah, 1 second. If that's the case, hold the punishment thought for a second, because that's going to be a nafkamina, right? A nafkamina is going to be what punishment do you get, right? Okay.
Ready.
Well, just 1 second, right? But that would explain why Daf Chalchet is not explicitly brought into conversation on Daf Hey, because they're not addressing the same question, right? That's how Rashi presumably reads the sukkah. Who disagrees with this? Who thinks that this is a misread? Binyamin, since Binyamin correctly got this in Seder, who disagrees with what I just said and says, no, Chavchet and Dav Hei are completely in conversation because you misunderstood Dav Hei. Kol Kulo. He just disagrees with Rashi. He says Dav Hei is not about Tashbitu, it's about Achila, and therefore Dav Chavchet and Dav Hei are identical sugyot. They're both trying to figure out whether the primary Isurim of Chametz are limited to Pesach or not. Who reads the sugyot that way, Binyamin? The first thing you asked me. Bahamur, you asked me at my makom. But at your makom, you asked me. This one over here. The Rambam. Right, thank you. Right, look at the Rambam. Look at the Rambam, Kuf Lamed, in Kuf Tzaditet. The Rambam says, V'amitzvah Kuf Tzaditet, the 199th mitzvah, Hu shiz harnu me'achol chametz achar chatzot yom arba'as ar menisan. Is to not eat chametz after the 14th of Nisan. Where does he get it from? Don't eat chametz on it.
Meaning harishon.
Very good. V'kinu yalav shev al keves apesach shanu chayev and l'shachtu ben arba'im yom abasar ben nisav ramar chiyagi azman shchita da lo tonchol chametz. What's his source? Lo tishchat alav. The chametz one, right? The Pesach. Meaning, Uvigmar Psachim, and look what he just did. The Gemara about the Isser of Chametz and Erev Pesach being derivative of Shtikta Pesach is which sugya? It's the end of Daf Hei. Right? Uvigmar Psachim. Minayin lochel chametz misheshet al mashu belo tase, shenemar lo tochel av chametz. Visham amru duchole alma miyad chametz misheshet al ma'ala midaraita. You see what he just did? He said, on Daf Chavchet, we learn that you're not allowed to eat it. On Daf Dalid, we learn that you're not allowed to have it from 6 hours and on. What is the Rambam clearly doing? Linking them. That the sugya on Daf Dalid and Chavchet is all... Right? Okay, so what is the Rambam? No! Right, according to the Rambam, he just won't agree. He doesn't think that the Gemara on Chavchet is about Tashbitu. What does he think it is? Does he quote Tashbitu anywhere? No, he quotes... Correct, but he doesn't. Which pasuk does he quote? Lotochel av chametz and... Well, excuse me, the last drasha. He accepts the last drasha. Right? And he equates it with the drasha and chavchet. Right? The Rambam very clearly thinks that what's the issue here?
Eating.
And therefore, well, we noted that throughout Daf Hey, you could arguably say that nothing there... Either the prohibition is merely a derivative of the 15th, right? In its extreme form in the Yerushalmi, but a minor form by saying that Rishon is made Kara, right?
Or to get rid of it because of Achila on the 14th.
Or whatever, right? But all the reads that we gave on the 14th is even if there's a status the 14th, it's either there's no status, it's just the day before the 15th, and you have to get rid of it so that you don't own it on the 15th, right? Or maybe it has a status, but a status for Tashbitu. And therefore, whatever Isurim you have on Erev Pesach are going to be different in nature because they're going to be derivative from the Chiv to destroy, right? And only at the very end do we get the idea that maybe the 14th has some independent status. But even then, we said, if it is, it's a derivative either of the Karban, or maybe the fact that the Karban is brought on the 14th indicates the 14th is a special day. Right? But the simple shot is that everything that we know on Daf Hei is some sort of derivative of Tashbitu, maybe of Karban Pesach, but whatever it is, that the Isurim of Hana and Achilav on Erev Pesach seem to be distinct from of the Isurim on Pesach itself. Right? They're from Tashbitu, they're from Karban Pesach, which is in Erev Pesach, right? But they're distinct. The Rambam takes Chavchet and Hay, mixes them all together, and says, voila! What we learn from these sugyot is that the Isser of eating Chametz on Erev Pesach is a direct prohibition against eating Chametz on Erev Pesach. I don't know. Now, what? Good. So someone tell me, how would I test this? What would a nafkamina be? How would you be able to tell, Lemaskana, if we wanted to test these theses now and say, aha, how do we know whether, Lemaskana, the prohibition that we have is independent, either for the Tashbitu or some idea that Erev Pesach, when you bring the Karban, it's like a different status, or is in fact merely a derivative of what we have in Pesach? How would we know? How would you test it? So punishment. Even before punishment, what would we do? Before we even get to punishment, what would we say? Yeah, meaning, well, status what? Meaning, we know that you're not allowed to have chametz in Erev Pesach, but if you do have it, what do you violate? The simple pshat in the sugya is something else. Tashbitu, lotish al chametz am zivchei, but what do you not violate? Balir b'alim atzei. Right? Because balir b'alim atzei, normally you get karet, and it'd be very weird to say that you violate balir b'alim atzei, you just don't get karet for it. It's the same issur, just with less punishment. Right? Right? Yeah. So if you read like the Rambam, though, what might you expect? So we know you don't get karet. Right, but you might say you still violate Balir al-Bal Yimatze minus. Now, what do you think? Take a guess. Does the Rambam weigh in on it and say what you think he's going to say conceptually?
What?
Guess.
Yes.
I want a yes or a no.
Yes.
Yes, very good. Good guess. Good guess that the Rambam weighs in exactly the way you would think he would weigh in. So look at number 7. Look at 7. We saw this earlier in the year, but this is the top of the second page. The Rambam writes as follows. Lefichach. Therefore. Now, it's not 100% clear the Rambam says this. The Ravid thinks he says it. Okay? So you could argue, but the Ravid thinks that the Rambam says it. Okay? So the Rambam says, Lefichach. Therefore. Im lo bitel kodem sheish. If you did not nullify chametz before 6 hours, umishesh out lamala matza chametz, and then you found chametz, shahaya daito olav, which you were thinking about, vahaya belibo, it was in your heart, vishachach b'chad abir, and you forgot about it when you were destroying it, v'lo biaros, you didn't destroy it, hareze over alo yira v'lo imatze. Now I'll be honest, the Ravid's read of the Rambam is pretty darn good, right? He says, what do you violate? Bayir b'imatze. Bayir b'imatze. Share lo beer below bitol, because you didn't do beer and you didn't do bitol. Ve'ena bitol ma'ol lo klum, and now it's after 6 hours, so you can't do bitol. Lefisha ena b'shuto, because it's not in your rishut. Va'katu v'aso ki'ilu b'shuto, right? It's not in your rishut, but it's as if you're a rishut. Therefore, l'chaivo, you are now liable, but you can't do bitol because it's no longer really yours. It's just sort of yours for prohibition, so right? So it's not yours enough to do bitol, but it's yours enough to violate. Yes. Mishum... Lo yirav lo yimatze, right? The Torah made it that it's yours to make you violate bal yirav lo yimatze. V'chayev levara b'chalei shirim tzenu. So now you can't do bittol, and you're violating bal yirav lo yimatze. So what do you have to do? Destroy. Burn. Burn it down, right? Because you have no option anymore. V'imatzo b'yom tov, you find a yom tov, kofa lav kli, cover it. Ad l'erev, until the night, umevaro, then get rid of it. Vimshel Hektishu, if it belongs to the Bein HaMikdash, Ein Etzarech Labod Alav Akli. You don't have to cover it. Shakol Parshim Menu, because everyone separates. Anyways. 1 second. Just look at the Ravid. The Ravid comments in the Rambam. Okay? Amar Avraham. The Rambam says, right? The Ravid says, Ulai Sover Zeh Mechaber Shu Over Mishesha Domal Balara Belo Yira Velo Yimatze. It may be that the author of this book believes that you violate Bal Yira Bal Yimatze after 6 hours in Erev Pesach. Ve'enochem. No. No. The Shiva Yomim Kziv, it's 7 days, not 7.5. So the Ravid at least, and it's not, to be fair, a bad read of the Rambam, thinks that all that mental energy we went through, and we said, well, everything in Dev Hei implies that even if there is a prohibition on Erev Pesach, it is a different type of a prohibition. It's a derivative of Tashbitu. It's a derivative of Karban Pesach. It's a derivative of Chag HaPesach, right? The fact that Erev Pesach wouldn't bring the Karban Pesach, it transforms the day. But whatever it is not the same as the prohibition that you violate on Pesach. It just isn't. 1 second. Thank you. Right? But whatever it is, it just is not Bal Yira Bal Yimatze because it's not Pesach. Right? It's not Pesach. Yes? That is the simple pshat in almost every line of Daf Hei. Right? The question we had in Daf Hei was, make sure you get rid of it before the 15th. Does it have independent status? Does it have independent status because it's called Rishon? Does it have independent status because of the Karban Pesach? But whatever it is, according to Rashi, the whole issue is Tashbitu. And everyone agrees that whatever prohibition exists in Erev Pesach, it is different than the prohibition that exists on Pesach. You know why? Because Pesach is 7 days, not 7.5. Do the math. Adding 6 hours to 7 makes it more than 7. Got it? Good. It's more than 7. Stop it. It's not 7. Okay. What? Right? That is what the simple pshat in Daf Hei is, right? And the Ravid says, yes, that is not just the simple pshat in Daf Hei.
It is pshat.
That's pshat. But the Rambam says, no. I know you're convinced of that because Daf Hei sounds like it's a different isser. But Daf Chochet sounds like it's talking about the isser achila. And if it's talking about the isser achila, it's talking about extending the primary isserim of Pesach and telling you that the primary isserim of Pesach aren't limited to Pesach itself, that they actually overflow in all directions, right? They are super strong.
That they are extending prohibition and they overflow, right? The Rambam, as you saw in the Sefer HaMitzvot, wove together Daf Hei
Daf Dalet, Daf Hey, and Daf Chav Chet, and said, yes, this is all the same thing. We're talking about an Esra Achila, from which we said, wait, does that mean the Rambam thinks that we're not dealing with Tashbitu? We're not dealing with a different Esra, we're actually dealing with the same Esra that we have on Pesach, maybe with less stringency, maybe without Kari, fundamentally the same Esra? And we said, is that what he means? Turns out, according to Ravid, yes. That is exactly what the Rambam meant. And the Rambam inexplicably was wrong, according to the Ravid. Right, the Ravid, like, he's wrong, but the Ravid is convinced that indeed, that. Right, but the Ravid says, yes, that is indeed what the Rambam means. Your diuk in the Rambam was right. Doesn't make it less crazy, but it was right.
Okay. Alternatively, the Rambam, perhaps he's saying that because now that
you're saying because the Ravid said ulai, so maybe that's not what he meant. He's like ulai is a machaber. Maybe that's what he said, right? Maybe the Rambam means
the
Rambam that.
To be this wrong.
What this wrong? That's how he reads the sugya. I don't know this wrong. It's what he means.
Okay, fine, but far be it for me to call the Rambam wrong. But
hey, if the Ravid is correct, he's nothing if not consistent. What?
You could say that past the sixth hour, six and a half, whatever the carbon issue is, you've lost the ability to be mevatel your chametz before Pesach, and therefore you are going to be over Balyurah Balyinata unless you destroy it.
Sure, that's not what the Rambam says, but sure. That's a plausible read of the sugya, it's not what the Rambam says. That's the problem.
So he's saying that you're over. So then, if you're already over, so beer at this point is just like a makeup thing. Like you need to do this immediately because you're obligated to do it.
Oh well, let's see what it is. Okay.
What's beer function?
Oh, good. So let's try to figure out what beer's function is here, okay? So now we have the two basic ways of reading the Sugyan Hay and Chavchet, right? Basically, the entire world against the Rambam, though we saw that even within the Gemara there are different layers. Let's go into Tosfot, because Tosfot takes up some of these issues, right? And if we do a little bit of Tosfot today and finish off Tosfot tomorrow on the other Makor, hopefully we'll be able to spend one more day on it, but we'll see, okay? Look at Tosfot, the bottom of Dalam and Bet. Tosfot said, "Uchtev ach v'yom rishon tashbitu." Perish hakuntres. Rashi says, "Mid mechay v'yom rishon lehashbit." Since we say that on Yom Harishon we must destroy, michlal the miktzato muter. Right, right. Remember that. So to sharpen what Rashi says, Rashi says, "How do I know that the prohibition in question is tashbitu? Because we're not asking about the 14th. What are we asking about?" Part day. And Rashi's svara is very simple. Is the mitzvah, the prohibition of Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh, can it have a part day? It can't. But saying that you destroy something, by definition, what are you saying? How are you doing, Tzvi? By definition, what are you saying? That it's partial. Because the fact that I tell you to destroy it on that day means there's a time period in which it's extant because you have to destroy it. Right, so Rashi is really telling you that the reason he's convinced that the issue is tashbitu and not achila is specifically because he's looking for a prohibition that will what? That will generate a prohibition, which by its very definition is a part day prohibition. Right? Right, you understand Rashi's logic? Rashi's logic is very powerful. Is that since the Gemara isn't asking how do I know that the 14th is usher, but how do I know that half of the 14th day is usher? The only type of prohibition that can drive such a model is a chiyuv to destroy. Because a chiyuv to destroy tells you by definition that part of the day it's going to be in existence and a part of the day you are going to have to end its existence. Right? That doesn't work by Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh because Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh their tendency is to be full day things because they're passive. Right? Don't have it. You cannot have something all day. Right? You can't not having something all day if you're obligated to destroy it, because at some point during the day you must have it. And that's why Rashi focuses our entire sugya not on Bal Yerah Bal Yimatze, but on Teshbitu. Right? That's the logic of Rashi, right? That's the deep logic of Rashi. Is that Rashi thinks Teshbitu, the fact that we're dealing with his destruction, is what pushes against the Rambam. Is because what we need is something that's going to explain plausibly a partial day ban.
Alternatively, we can do so much critical stuff about how the change and how the Daver sees it affects the Chatzah, and it's not a Daver itself. We can plausibly say that,
we are, who's going to say that? The Balamar, right? The Balamar is going to be the crazy one, right? The Balamar is going to be the one who says, no. No! What? Yeah, no. The Balamar is crazier than that, if you remember the Balamar.
A little bit. It's kind of like, you know.
But, in order here, okay? Tosfot says, Ve'ein Nira L'ri. L'ri says, I don't like Rashi. Deha Tashbitu Havarahi. Now, Tosfot says, I don't like it for a very specific reason. He thinks that Tashbitu, remember we saw that there was a machloket. Are you mekayim the mitzvah of Tashbitu with bittul? According to Rashi, yes or no? Yes. But we saw that not everyone agrees to that. Some people think that what does bittul do? It avoids you having to do Tashbitu. Right? Because it makes it not yours. Right? Because Tosafot thinks it's just hefker. Remember? Right. Tosafot think that it's only hefker, which means that is it mekayim Tashbitu? No, it just prevents you from being in a situation in which you are obligated to do Tashbitu because you don't have it. Right? So the Re therefore says, yes, da Tashbitu, right, this is Tosfot l'shitatam. Da ha Tashbitu havarai. He says Tashbitu can only be fulfilled through burning, which is Rabbi Huda. Okay? V'lotziva katav l'sarfo, do you have to burn an Erev Pesach? No, what could you do on Erev Pesach? Bittul. Right, so according to Tosfot, you have an option in Erev Pesach to avoid the prohibition without ever fulfilling the mitzvah of Tashbitu. Right, so now you see another derivative of the machloket of Rashi Tosfot about what Tashbitu is. According to Rashi, who thinks that Bittul is Tashbitu, is there an obligation, an active obligation to do Tashbitu on Erev Pesach? Yes. According to Tosfot, if Bittul is just Hefker, meaning it makes it that it's not yours, but it doesn't destroy it, is there ever an obligation to do Tashbitu? No, there's an obligation that if you do own Chametz, you have to do Tashbitu. But he says, if that's the case, when does that take effect? So Tosfot is Mechadesh, that when is Tashbitu? Not before Pesach, but not before Zman Isser, but after Zman Isser. Because before the Zman Isser, you can avoid the prohibition by alienating yourself from the Chametz, right? By severing your relationship with the Chametz. When do we tell you that you don't have the option of severing your relationship with the Chametz and you must actually destroy it? Only when? After the Isser. Right? El Achar Isuro. The Ode. Imashmo the Yom Rishon Mashma Miktat. He said, furthermore, I don't like Tosfot's logic that Yom Rishon means a partial. Right? That Mashma Miktat Mutter. Because Matzarach L'Achalek. Right? If... Now this is a little bit of a complicated argument, but he says, look, according to Rashi, how do I know that the prohibition in question is part day? Because it's Tashbitu, and Tashbitu has to be part day. Why does Tosfot not buy this? Because then there's no point of saying, ah, right? Because then the reason that you know it's a partial day is a derivative of the fact that it's just the way things work when you destroy something, right? But, right, he says, that doesn't work, right? Meaning, what is Tosfot's critique on Rashi, essentially? He's saying, look, according to you, really what you're saying is it's Erev Pesach, but it's not any particular time at Erev Pesach, right? The whole point of the Gemara was to prove a specific time in Erev Pesach, but you have no source. According to you, the only reason I know it's Erev Pesach is, no, according to Rashi. No, but Tosfot is saying, according to Rashi's logic, you don't need Ach. How do I know that it has to be a partial day on the 14th? Because you need to destroy it at some point, and it needs to be non-destroyed at some point. Right? So Rashi could say, yes, the fact that Tashbitu tells me that it's a partial day, and Ach tells me how much of the day. Right? But Tosfot says that can't be. Because it can't be Teshbitu. You don't have to do Teshbitu. Teshbitu is a din on Pesach. It's a din on Achar's Zman Yisuro. Before Pesach, you don't have to do Teshbitu. What do you need to do? You don't have to be Teshbitu. You don't have to destroy the Chametz. What could you do? Bittul. You could just alienate the Chametz from you. Right? Tashbitu is a din in the... Yes, because remember, he thinks Bittul is Hefker.
Correct.
And therefore, the only time you must do Tashbitu... No, according to him, Tashbitu must only mean on the Zman Isser, because once there's a Zman Isser, you can't do Bittul. You have Tashbitu. Before that, there's no mitzvah of Tashbitu.
What would Joseph say about comments you don't know about? Like, he said, if I didn't do Bittul, but I still did VR and everything I knew that existed.
According to him, that's right.
How would he ever say that Bittul's not required? Because you have to do it for things.
Yeah, Bittul is required, it's not Tashbitu.
You're saying that he said you don't have to do Bittul, it's just a way to get out of having to do Tashbitu.
No, you don't have to do Tashbitu because you could get out of owning comments through Bittul, but that's not destruction.
Oh.
Other way around. Right, Tozer is saying that because Bittul is Hefker, he's saying I could get out of the Isser of owning Chametz. And therefore, when it says destroy, no, it's saying no. Tozer is saying that Tashbitu only means if you happen to have Chametz on this Zman Isser, then you need to destroy it, but you never actually need to destroy it. It's only if you're stuck with Chametz on Pesach or on Zman Isser and you aren't able to do Bittul, that then you can rely on Bittul, and then you need to do Tashbitu. And therefore, he doesn't like the notion that the sugya is about Tashbitu. So how does he learn the sugya? He likes Rashi's other view. He said, but what's he really saying? He's saying, look, he sees within Rashi himself two ways of understanding it. According to him, if it's a derivative of Tashbitu, then what are you really saying? That the 14th isn't special. It's just practical. Right? It must be that there's a day on which you need to destroy. But what time? There is no special chalos. Right? And he says, I don't buy it. Because you don't need to do Tashbitu. But what is there on Erev Pesach? A chalos. An iser. An independent status to the day. Right? And Chosud said, how do I know there's an independent status to the day? If it's not just an implication from Tashbitu? Because of the chas bata drasha.
That's the best.
Yes, I have a weird gematria that tells me that Erev Pesach from Chatzos is a chalois. Vinir l'rin, dimidur d'krakar d'areshva. Right, meaning, Sukkim. So according to Tosfot, Rashi himself, the two Svarad and Rashi, whether this is just by implication from Tashbitu or is a pasuk of Ach Chalek, is this question. Is Erev Pesach just, it happens to be the day before Pesach, or no, the point of this drush is it's driving towards an independent Isser. But either way, according to Tosfot, even if it is an independent Isser, is it clear that it would be an independent Isser like the Rambam, that it would be an extension of Bali Rabbi Yamatze? No, we don't know. Right? We just know that according to him, one way is to say that this is just a derivative of Tashbitu, which really exists on Pesach. And the other is to say there's an independent status which is derived from a Pasuk. Admittedly, a weird gematria in a Pasuk, but a Pasuk. Right? But Tosfot thinks that that is itself the two deo in Rashi. So you could have said, well, it says Yom Kiv, Mashana Bisamach, Chinam Mashana Itkishabat Sorla Chil Chametz. Lo Tzarch Kra, the mighty Shivat Yom Sorla Yimatse, the Mitkishabat Sorla Chil Chametz, Yachal Lidrosha, call Kamoshadrosha, Yosi, come on. Okay, let's not get too much in that, right? He's just getting into some of the drasho. But look at the top, okay? We compare the destruction of Seor to eating of Chametz. But Parakal Shah, right now, I want you just to at least see this, because what does he do? He brings in Daf Chavchet. Right? Yalef Rav Yudah Lechol Chametz Mishay Shad Olam Allah Shubelot Tasev Rav Shimon Palagalei. right? On Daf Chav Ched, don't we have a machloket as to whether there's an Isser to eat chametz in Erev Pesach? Or that was our question, is how does the Sugyan Daf Chav Ched work with the Sugyan Daf? Hey! Umehacha lo matzi lemelev midi. Lo hoksha achidat chametz lashbazet sa'or. Shmeshecha lo ma'ala el lashbazet sa'or shal shivat yamin. So what? Daf Chav Ched is about achila. And Daf Hey is about Hashbata. Right? Tell us what it says explicitly.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. Because the sugyot are dealing with different things. Cool. Our sugya is dealing with Achila. That sugya is dealing with Hashbata. Sorry, our sugya is Hashbata. That sugya is... Right? But now... But look at this amazing question. I guess we'll end with this today. The Kasha L'Rajba, but the Rajba in Tosfot, which is the Rash Mishan, it's not the Rajba, the Sfaradi... Says, I don't understand. A Milo Yalif Karet Lashbazitza or Medish Yalachalit Chametz. Once you're comparing it, why aren't you Chayav Karet for eating Chametz in Erev Pesach? Whoa. What is the Rajba in his question saying? Oh, but what does the Rajba assume? What is the Rajba saying? He's saying the first day on Tosfot assume that whatever the Isser is on Erev Pesach is not the same as the Isser. On Pesach, because the sugya on Daf Hei is different than the sugya on Chav Ched.
But
the Rosh Mishan says,
no.
Maybe not. And who is that? The Rambam. Very good. Right? That's the Rambam. Right now you see the Rajba, right? The Rajba and Joseph said, I don't get it. Didn't you just compare it? Boom. If you compared it. Very good. So if you took the Hekesh seriously, you could end up exactly where the Rambam was. That the Isser and Erev Pesach is not just some random independent Isser, but is an expansion of the Isurim, and maybe not just Bishem, right? That it's Bal Yerah Bal Yematzeh, but Kobe's question, which is, well, once I expand the Isser from Pesach, I view Erev Pesach as an overflow of Pesach, and not as independent, then it's not just that what? That it, you put the name on it. It's Bal Yerah Bal Yematzeh. The bigger question is, shouldn't the Onesh be Karet? Right, so you see very much that the Rajba in Tosfot is like the Rambam, taking the position that Lamaskana, because of the Hekesh, the nature of these Yisurim and Erev Pesach are not independent Yisurim. In Achanami, right? But that is... but that is the Rajba, right? That's how the Rajba... reads our sugya. Let's skip the next two tosfazim. Okay. You know what? Let's pick up with the tosfot of Lo Tishchat tomorrow. My goal in this sugya is if we finish tosfot and do the makarot on the page, right, we'll finish fleshing out these possibilities. And as you see that on the makarot, what I gave you is the other ways to test this model are: is there potentially, even if you don't think there's karet, is there an iser hana'a in Erev Pesach? I want you to compare it to the sugya of Ben Petera, and I want you to go back to the Baal HaMor's unique position about eating chametz after sheshaot on Erev Pesach. Okay?